The University Tower Chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hello.
Hello.
One and all.
Coffee today?
Coffee today. Cinnamon coffee.
Cinnamon
coffee. Yeah, it's a nice, a pod, really? Kind of a Mexican cinnamon coffee.
Wow, where'd you get that?
I got it from Professor Manning.
I see. And you're a fan of cinnamon and coffee now.
Apparently I am. It was very yummy. It's all gone. I'd like another one.
As of the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, so.
I didn't know whether it was a caffeine thing or a hot liquids to stay warm thing.
I think maybe it's both.
Today it's both.
Yes. I think it's both, yeah. Yeah.
I was remarking as I walked over to the building how today would have been a great day to have Halloween weather-wise. Mm-hmm. A little chilly, but
yes,
clear
as
a bell.
I was not ready for winter when I woke up this morning, I have to say. Just not ready.
The seasons are confused around here for lots of different reasons. Mm. Continuing around the table, Professor Stephen Manning is here from Political Science.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Jim?
How was your Halloween, other than having few trick-or-treaters?
Few trick-or-treaters.
Did you scare the ones that came?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yes. Very cold.
Yeah.
Very wet.
Very wet.
Found a hole in my shoe that I discovered when I got home and saw that my foot was soaked. I'm like, that's not going to warm up till tomorrow morning.
Best way to find a hole in your shoe, right?
That's the best way, let me tell you. And the unfortunate nature, Jim, of do this in the least roundabout way possible, my youngest son deciding on a costume of a relatively well-known video game character from a game that hasn't yet been released, doesn't come out for
Which
2 weeks.
Which makes him instantly recognizable.
Instantly recognizable. And thank you, Emmett, for explaining this fact to every house that we went to last night. Also, my mustache is tickling my nose. He was Luigi from the Mario and Luigi Nintendo games. And it was a long night. His brother's like, pick it up, kiddo. Come on, we got many houses to hit.
Trick or treat and let me explain which character I am.
There's nothing wrong with having to explain your costume within reason.
Maybe a name tag that says, hello, my name is Mario.
Right, exactly. That would have been worthwhile. Did you see any good costumes, Jim?
No, I actually went to a dinner party last night. So, because kids don't come. I live in a condo complex, and they just don't show up.
I remember you
there
saying
was
that.
There was some chatter on the electronic bulletin board for the condo complex about people trying to make sure that next year, because there are kids that live in the complex, they just go someplace else to try to make sure that next year we figure out a way of. You know, for people to let the kids know that they're welcome to come and trick-or-treat.
Yeah, you'll have a little more leeway after the leap year next year. It'll be on a Saturday, so it'll be a little more comfortable in terms of the school
weekend
night
day
action.
Will be good.
Yeah,
I think the best way you could let them know that, Jim, is to sit out there in a van wearing a trench coat and ask the little kids if they want some candy.
Right, yeah. Their parents will love that, too.
All right. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Professor Jason Roach is here from the Department of Creepiness. Oh, my gosh. How's it going, Jason?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Sometimes I make myself laugh.
I think that there were pictures being circulated. What were your sons?
They were both lions in the
natural
king
sense.
Of the jungle sense, not the Detroit football sense.
That's always the Excellent. Easiest, cheapest costume, isn't it?
I don't know. The big joke with the kids, students, my son's age, so he's a sophomore in high school, is you get a white T-shirt and a black Sharpie, and you just write a noun on it, and then that's your whole costume.
You're a noun.
It's like, horse, and then you just go and you. I'm like, all right, I'll give you points for originality.
That's minimalism,
What if you like wrote professor on it?
Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse. I don't even know if I can handle that. I'm getting a little distance of the picture there. Super cute. Super cute.
Yeah,
they got a lot of candy.
He's gonna get sugared up.
Look at all that candy. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot for me to eat later because they get one piece a day and. I don't have a limit.
He's going to be 18 by the time he finishes all that.
Oh, so cute. Professor Dave Chow did not give out any treats last night.
I'm sorry. I was too busy working. So.
Well, some of us got to work. You know, that's the way it goes.
Well, I was convincing about my job to these people before you got here.
So. Okay.
17 drawings, 18 changes.
That's all?
Due by tomorrow.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why are you here?
I'm loyal, dedicated.
He's dedicated. He's dedicated.
And Roy Finkenbein, I couldn't get him here to fill in for me. So right, no, exactly. I'm kidding.
We're glad to have you whenever you can come.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Plus, you said for Pete's sake, and he's here because Pete couldn't be here.
Yeah, that's also true. Folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. And if you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Find us on Facebook or listen to your favorite smart speaker and ask for Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Thanks to Professor Mara Livesey. We've got some more student-submitted questions here. They come in these little bite-sized sets here. These were sent by biochemistry student Julian Acosta. The theme is Disney, although it's not Disney as we know Disney films and Disneyana. It's more about Disney World. These are actually pretty interesting, things that we can sort of guess at and chew on and have fun. How many square miles does Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, or just north of Orlando, Florida, cover?
13.
It's higher. It's higher.
This must include all the different kingdoms.
Yeah, this is everything all together.
All the Disney-owned property. 30, Jim.
60.
It's not 60. 60 is a little high.
45.
So 47.
It's not 45 or 47. It's not 48.1. The answer is 39 square miles.
Oh. If Kendra was here.
I'm giving it to you.
If Kendra were here.
Oh, yeah, that's too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh, I can't believe it. Walt Disney World is considered...
Play my Canadian-ness.
She were here a few weeks ago.
Walt Disney World is considered one of the most photographed places in the world. How many photographs on average are estimated or taken in one day?
Oh, good grief.
Well, there's got to be one like off the water plume ride every couple of seconds, right?
Well, yeah, that's fair to say.
500,000.
It's actually less than that.
Huh.
I was going to go out.
325,000.
It's less than that.
Oh.
201,000.
It's less than that.
What?
153,904.
That's it.
People need to take more pictures. They
is this
not
like the ones they people? Does it include things, pictures they take with their phones? And
yeah,
things like that?
I don't.
Yeah, everything. Yes, everything.
That, right. It says here 100,000 photos.
It's just, and it's just an estimate.
I think that's low. I think that's low.
We're quibbling with the question and the answer.
Yeah. We have to go with.
What an asterisk.
We're questioning questions.
Yeah, an asterisk.
Crack team.
We'll get our crack team on as soon as possible. How about this one? Walking all the parks, of course, is very tiring. Luckily, there are plenty of Coca-Colas you can buy at pretty much any food vendor. How many Cokes are consumed every year on the premises of Walt Disney World?
Every year.
Ooh. Correct. Partial credit.
Where's Jeff or Dan when we need them for?
You're gonna have to estimate.
I would say
a year,
5.5 million.
It's more.
Wow.
Holy Toledo!
You'll need to go one more order of magnitude higher.
Like 500 billion.
That's a little high. 500 billion.
57 million.
Yeah.
It's more.
1 billion.
It's not a billion, though. Thank God.
1 million Coca-Colas?
No. One more shot.
I'm done.
800 million.
It's 75 million Cokes. 75 are,
million. Wow.
Yeah, that's Coca-Cola. A lot.
Can we get one more shot with that, Matt?
Does that include diet and Coke Zero?
And Dr.
That's like a river.
It's unclear.
Of Coke.
It's unclear.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. I can't help. I thought you were going to make a joke about what about Clear Coke, a.k.a. Sprite or whatever.
Yeah.
There were pictures on Reddit this morning that showed this guy had the classic bowl in front of his house, like, just take one. I'm not even going to bother with the trick-or-treaters. But it was sandwich bags full of Sprite. I thought that was really funny. I'm like,
that's
what are you going to do with that, you know? But the bowl looked really purposeful. Like there were seriously like 50 bags of liquid sitting there on the porch.
That took some work to be
that
bad.
Yeah, it did. How many cell phones are turned into the lost and found during a regular year at Disney World?
I'm going to guess they're less than 100,000.
Yeah, it is less than 100,000.
Oh, I would say maybe 9,000.
I'm giving it to you. It's 6,000, but you guys are right on top of it. Yeah, that's it. It's about 6,000.
No, we're not.
What are the error bars, Professor Hill?
We're 50% off. 50% off.
Yep.
But thank you for giving it to us. We appreciate it.
Batting average. You know, if you're hitting 300, you're good.
I'd love to be a student in your class.
Yeah. We're not going to do it.
Yeah. I want to be graded by Matt.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that 9,000 was close to 6,000 when the first number I heard was 100,000.
Well, compared to 100,000, yes.
All right.
You said high expectations.
How many major theme parks are there on the grounds of Walt Disney World?
So there's Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Let's Animal Kingdom.
Eight. It's not eight.
Animal Kingdom. More than eight?
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Harry Potter Kingdom. Is that one of theirs?
No.
They'll own it soon enough.
Yes. Yeah,
well, the new one is, isn't there a Lion King one?
We heard Animal Kingdom. We heard Epcot.
Yeah, crocodiles come up out of the lake and eat people.
And the cafeteria?
That's actually a true story, Jim.
It is.
So again, we have Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and we have Epcot.
What about Euro Disney?
That's not in Orlando.
I think five.
Seven. Five is also close. It's four. You've missed Disney's Hollywood Studios is the fourth.
I think eight's closer. I mean, divided by two.
Aspirationally speaking.
That's what I meant.
There'll be eight in 10 years.
Yes.
Just a few weeks ago.
Maybe two.
A new attraction opened Disney's Hollywood Studios. Do you know what it is?
Star Wars?
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is the correct response. Yes, that's right.
Where you can be vaporized?
No, but you take on a persona and then have to sort of use an app to explore that character. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'd like to get down there.
The
sometime.
Psyche of Darth Vader?
That's right. Exactly.
Who's going as Jar Jar, though?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I want to be Chewbacca.
Ruin the
Kylo Ren.
I love all that.
There you go.
I'm missing so much.
There are two water parks at Walt Disney World. Do you know their names? One of them has the same name as a major storm that occurs in Southeast Asia.
Tsunami?
Not a tsunami, but it does start with
tidal
the letter
wave-ish.
T.
Typhoon.
It's a Typhoon Lagoon is the first one.
Typhoon Lagoon.
And the other one has a winter theme with an alliterative BB in its two names.
Blizzard Beach?
Blizzard Beach is the name of the other one. Nice. Oh. Very, very nice.
Give me alliteration for 400, Alex.
What is the tallest water slide at Blizzard Beach called? Also, not alliterative, but similar sounds. Initials SP. What's the tallest part of a mountain that you ascend?
Peak.
Snow summit. Peak.
Summit.
Summit. Summit slide.
And then
summit.
When you go down the slide, you...
Splash?
P.
Plummet. Plunge.
Plummet.
Summit plummet.
Summit plummet.
Well, I guess
first
some P when
summit
they go down. It's scary enough.
I was thinking of the letter P, but sure. Sure. In what park does the Space Mountain ride lie at Disney World?
Space Mountain.
Magic Kingdom.
Future Magic World. Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom. Tomorrow, the Future World is closed.
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. Is Future World and Tomorrowland close enough for you?
No.
Oh my gosh. This is insane. Okay. We have another set of questions here sent in by another one of Mara Livesey's students, Angela Yu, Y-O-O. Thanks for sending us these questions, Angela. They're sort of all over the place, and it's kind of fun. What's the total number of dots on a pair of dice?
In Disney?
No, we are beyond Disney.
21.
No, it's 14 times 3, whatever that is. So 7 times 6, 42.
42 is okay, the correct response. Okay. Yes. Double Dave up. Was at one half, and I yes, wasn't going to give it to him. Because Heather wouldn't have let me. What is the name of the city where the Simpsons live?
Springfield.
Oh, everybody
no
knows
state.
Springfield. No state. No state at all. Spinach is supposedly high in what mineral?
Iron.
Folic acid.
It's definitely iron.
I think it's
it is high
acid.
In folic acid, but that's an organic chemical. It's not a mineral.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh my gosh! Bromine. So embarrassing! So embarrassing!
What's embarrassing?
No, I'm
that
being funny.
That somebody said folic acid.
I'm being funny. Oh. I'm being funny.
He didn't know basic chemistry. That's what's funny.
Speaking of basic chemistry, or maybe physics, maybe biology, there is a temperature where Celsius and Fahrenheit actually have the same magnitude. Do you know what that temperature is?
Zero.
Not zero.
14.
It's not.
It's like minus 400 something?
It's not
it is minus,
minus 400, but
it's
it is
minus. Minus 14?
Somewhere down there.
You said 14, and I heard 4T, which is the correct response, so I'm giving you full credit.
He had a lisp. Forgive him.
Minus 40. Minus 40.
I'm going to join a mumble rap group and get credit for that too.
Protest.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. During what month does the Earth have the least distance to the sun?
February.
It's not February.
It is winter, though, yes.
It's winter.
Least November. Distance.
Not November.
January.
It's January, January. Is what it is. Okay. If you want,
are you giving that to us?
Process of elimination.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. January, February,
there is no
March,
final answer
April.
On this game show.
If you get it within 12 guesses, that's all right.
Yeah, and if we can't get it under 13, we're in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, does Movember count?
There's a wonderful video making its way around the internet this week done by one of my favorite YouTubers. I just so happen to be wearing his logo today. What planet is closest to Earth in distance, parentheses, you're already wrong? And it's the most fascinating thing that I've ever watched in my life. You have to check it out. Mercury, because of its small rotation. Orbit around the sun, is the closest to every planet in the solar system at some point during that planet's year. Mm-hmm. So Mercury is the closest to all planets because it goes around so fast. It doesn't have as much of a distance. If okay. Jupiter and Saturn are super far away from each other, it's impossible to say that any other planet is closer. It's pretty fascinating. On Ooh. Average, how many taste buds does a tongue have?
Oh, geez. 1,000.
It's more than 1,000.
3,000.
It's higher.
Oh. 5.
It's higher.
10. Will you give
7,900.
I'll give you 10 because it's 9,000 taste buds okay. is how many that you have. Let's see. Stick out your tongue, Heather. 3, 4. Oh, there we go.
I can sense a caricature coming already.
I'm oh not my. Touching that one. Oh my. Not going there.
The theory that the Earth's outer crust is divided into gliding plates is known as what?
Tectonics.
Yeah, tectonics. Thanks for sending those questions, Angela. Those were a lot of fun.
Or thanks, Angela.
I like calling the Superman movie, so.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. No, plate tectonics.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Indeed, that's right. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, in fact, the very chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Hey, pleasure to be here, as always.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
George, are you saved?
What makes you think that's any of your business?
You're good.
Now, see?
I'm telling you how the pros handle
it. It paralyzes all powers of retort.
It does.
Do it,
that's
George.
Right. Bang, that's
how
it.
How to handle bad yes. questions.
What a guy.
That's good.
And that voice you just heard, sitting to George's right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Directress, I guess that's the right word,
whoa.
Isn't it?
Or,
well, the person who runs the Learning Center.
Top chick.
Top chick.
There we go.
Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Kathy.
Tough chick, too.
Yeah, well.
No, but, you know, there is a story that reminded me of that exchange with Kathy that Dwight L. Moody was a big revivalist.
Yeah.
Revival college.
Yeah. Late 19th century. And he did walk up to a person on the street and asked him if he was saved one time. And the man said, it's none of your business. And he said, oh, yes, it is. And the man said to him, you must be Dwight L. Moody.
That's good.
Oh, dear. Super. That's wonderful.
Ooh, these questions were sent by another one of Mara's students, Kunal Desai. I also had him in class last year. My 10 questions are listed below. I'm excited for your responses.
Uh-oh.
And what I notice next to the question marks is they're all kind of no responses listed. He said these questions are kind of juicy.
Juicy.
So feel free to avoid any that you don't feel comfortable responding to.
Ooh. We like juicy, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how we dive in here. Is it true that you have a favorite student?
Right now or?
Ever?
Like historically, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. At some point, sometime.
Yes.
Next question.
Yes. Yeah.
Next question, please.
Heather, you look like you were going to say something prophetic.
Yeah. I love them all in different ways.
Oh, listen
yes.
to you.
Under glass.
Yes.
She wants some of them to be in prison, but she nevertheless loves them in
I
different
love you,
ways.
I love you in orange.
I love you in orange. Were you going to say something else, Heather?
No.
Steven says it's just too juicy. Too juicy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the favorite thing that you do when you get free time?
A free what?
What? What are we talking about here? What is that?
You mean when they let us go in the schoolyard and exercise for an hour?
You mean on the hamster wheel?
Favorite thing to do.
What's their favorite thing to do in your free time?
Think about all my favorite students.
Yes. All of them.
This is getting meta. I would have said gardening for you.
Sure.
At some level, right?
Yeah.
At some
right
level.
Now.
You like to garden.
Oh, grading student papers. That's what I do in my free time.
Oh, my gosh.
We have no free time.
This is
yeah,
getting...
Yeah, what is this? Free time. Yeah. What concept is this?
Too vague.
I make music.
Oh, play the piano app on your phone, Professor Roach?
Yeah, it's piano or anything.
Nice.
So I make music.
There you go. How long does it really take to grade exams?
Oh, depends.
Depending how fast the check clears.
As long as it takes you to go down the stairs and pick them up and see if they're face side up or face side down.
Exactly.
Is it a small bottle of wine or a big bottle of wine?
Yeah. Depends on the exam.
We're crossing over into like a Carrie Fisher level of snarkiness.
Well, oh my gosh. He said they might be juicy.
They're a little bit juicy.
And salacious.
Yeah. So. Do teachers ever dislike certain students?
No comment. Oh. No, not at all.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that the truth is that there are some people that have chemistry and some people that...
It's not chemistry.
...have biology.
I think there are times it's just kind of impossible not to... And there's sometimes it's a struggle to, like...
Not
to
push
grade
them down.
...fairly when you feel like somebody's not trying.
Yeah.
Or
you know they're... brighter than they actually are, and they're just kind of like...
Right. Blowing off the class.
Off, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Particularly when they sit right in front of you and never take a note.
Oh, my.
I used to have a student that he'd always stay up way too late, so his thing was he'd always sit right up front, right next to me. And I was threatened if he ever fell asleep, we're pulling out Sharpies, we're drawing all over him, the hand in warm water, or we're dropping a phone book next to his head. So...
Through jump.
No, and he stayed awake. Yeah, he knew what he needed to do, so I give the students credit for doing that. They're good.
No Here's problems. A positive juice.
Oh.
What's your favorite part about teaching?
Oh, the money, obviously.
The what?
For Pete's sake.
They pay you?
The spark of excitement when somebody realizes they have a really cool idea and they've come up with it themselves.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's
kind of a big deal.
Yeah, when you see those little sparks light up in people's faces and you realize they've got it. And they're taking it further.
I had a student yesterday. She was so excited. She's like, oh, I want to talk about this idea. I'm so excited. She was jumping up and down in her seat.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which class was that, Heather?
Young adult dystopian literature.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that dystopianism will get them every time.
I don't know. I've got some students that seem a little lethargic.
Oh, well, it is that time of the semester, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you could go back in time and attend a different university for your graduate education, where would you go? Where would you go different?
Mm. Ooh. Well, I applied to 3 different places, so.
Hmm. I wouldn't. I love graduate school.
That was UVA for you, right?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I would stick with Syracuse, too.
Oh, interesting.
I wouldn't change.
Oh, you wouldn't change. I don't think I would change.
Where'd
either.
You go, Steve?
I go to a place with a better football program.
Penn State?
Occasionally, at least.
Occasionally, yes. Once in a while.
No, I was Washington.
You're wearing a purple sweater.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
do. What are you going to say?
Go Huskies.
All the way. Go
They're
Huskies.
They're unranked.
Oh, well, that's
hey,
okay.
Hey, CCS is undefeated, so.
Yeah.
That's all right.
In basketball.
And everything. So we don't compete. So.
We've saved the juiciest for last, perhaps. I'll see if there's a tale that hangs on. What's the least amount of sleep you've ever received on a night when you had to teach the next day?
Ooh.
Zero. I mean, I've done all-nighters.
Yeah, I mean, I've done.
That's a given.
Yeah, for
many
sure.
Many all-nighters.
I walk the walk, so.
You know? You say like minus 4 hours? Or
yeah, exactly. Certainly stayed up all night long and then taught.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Heather, as an example, what's something that you had to do that you had to stay up all night long?
Oh, grading papers.
Grading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've stayed up lots of times in the lab helping students edit when they have projects due the next day. Now they just take their laptops and do it at home, so I don't get to do that. I miss it, actually.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it times out good because I have kids at mm-hmm. home now.
So. I feel like if Jerry Kurtzinger were here, he would say that he would like teach all day long and then go and like run the broadcast on a Wings game and then do the post and then make sure it showed up on the news, and then he would just be in class the next day teaching again. Those were the days. Those were the days. I don't know what it is for me. I mean, I think that I've had all of my children, the 3 boys, during the time I've been a prof, and that probably affected my sleeping schedule even more than than grading and stuff.
Yeah, so. To this day, you get up earlier than most of us.
Many sleepless nights because of bottles to make and diapers to change and, you know, things like that. Thanks for these questions, Kunal. They were mildly juicy, yeah. But, you know, I think
nothing salacious.
Stimulating.
Yeah, exactly. We need, frankly, I'll challenge the listeners. I mean, it'd be nice to have some open-ended stuff every once in a while. We've done that before, yeah. But...
you know we are going to get asked, you know, what's the last digit of pi or something like that. It's going to be so open-ended.
That week, Jeff Boats will be here.
True.
It'll make perfect sense.
And then keep
he'll
him busy.
Chime it in. He'll just say 9 randomly and, you know...
and we'll I wouldn't.
So, okay, it's time for our open-ended question we call ATP Favorites. All we need to do is think of a favorite that one of our panelists will challenge the other panelists with. I'm starting to think that we can motivate each other by whoever comes up with the favorite that we use doesn't need to answer it. Maybe that'll be more.
All right, I've got one to ask.
Jeez, all right.
Just for everybody, when, like, for example, a dog bites or a bee stings, what are a few of your favorite things?
Oh, have you seen that show that's coming on the History Channel?
Somebody laughed. All right.
That pain show? Have you seen that?
There's a pain show?
Pain show.
Yeah, there's two guys that are going to get bitten by,
like those guys on Saturday Night Live. Oh,
and they're
going to
get stung.
I hate when that happens.
So, I saw the promo. It's absolutely
awful. Okay, how about this? Is there some sort of creature that you, like an animal or a bug or something that frightens you or that you really find distasteful and...
You know, I don't have a problem with animals.
Rattlesnakes. Snakes.
Snakes.
They're delicious.
Do not like them.
Oh. What about big rats?
I don't care for them. I don't invite them to dinner, but,
they're just whistle pigs in costume.
All right, so that question fell flat.
Okay.
Well, did you have one that you wanted to bring up or you were trying to deflect?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
I know if Kendra were here, she would have said snakes.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't like snakes with fangs.
For her. Yep. Anything with
I'm okay
fangs.
With.
I'm not against fanged snakes. But,
what kind of foods do people not like? I know that's lame.
I'm not a fan of asparagus.
Oh, liver.
Liver.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eggs.
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 I love
eggs.
Good.
I think we've heard that actually
eggs
before.
Eggs are good. They're good food.
I'm sure they are.
My wife actually made Brussels sprouts that I would eat. You just take bacon and Brussels sprouts. And
that's good
what
stuff.
Happens?
Yeah.
You can put bacon with anything. And
yep.
Go down, right?
Kale. I don't like kale.
But they do look good though.
Kale?
Yeah. Decorative kale.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really
you don't
good.
Have to eat them, though.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's another lame question. Let's
all right. No, you did great, and unfortunately, we've reached the end of our show, so it's time to move
mercifully.
On. I said unfortunately.
Mercifully.
It's time to say goodbye, Dave.
See ya.
Jason.
Ciao.
Jim.
Ciao, Guido.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.